AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Violence rips through a small grocery store in southern Arkansas. At least two people are dead, eight others injured. Gunshots recorded by witness David Rodriguez in Fordyce, Arkansas. Rodriguez, inside a car, sees a victim on the ground.
There's somebody lying in the parking lot, shot.
State police say the gunman was critically injured after being shot by officers. The U.S. Supreme Court issued a key ruling today on gun control, reinstating a ban on people having a gun if they're named in domestic violence restraining orders, our Haya Penjwani reports.
The justices ruled 8-1 in favor of a 1994 ban on firearms for people under restraining orders to stay away from their spouses or partners. The justices reversed a ruling from the Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans that had struck down the law. It's the justices' first Second Amendment case since they expanded gun rights in 2022.
The Supreme Court also ruled against a lower court ruling that created a water settlement for Texas and New Mexico. The High Court has yet to rule on conditions for emergency abortions and immunity proposed for former President Trump. Trump's lawyers today in a Florida courtroom tried to have his classified documents case thrown out. A Nevada state judge has thrown out a criminal indictment against six Republicans accused of sending bogus certificates to Congress that falsely declared Donald Trump the winner in 2020. It was not the merits of the case, it was the location where it was filed. Israeli strikes in Gaza are said to have killed 25 people at a tent camp near Rafah. How hot is that heat wave? 96 degrees in Pittsburgh, 109 in Phoenix. This is AP News. President Biden's at Camp David, readying for next week's debate with Donald Trump.
I'm not interested in playing politics with border or immigration.
We're going to have the largest deportation.
The 81-year-old incumbent Democrat is prepping at Camp David with aides and former Chief of Staff Ron Klain. Biden's team have said he cannot afford an underwhelming performance. They are expecting attacks on his physical and mental strength, his son Hunter Biden, and his record on immigration and the economy. Meanwhile, Trump will continue to campaign before he heads to his Florida estate for 2 days of private meetings to prepare, and has said he won't underestimate Biden. Allies want the 78-year-old Republican to stay focused on his plans for governing, but expect pointed questions about reproductive rights, his legal baggage, and his continuing unproven claims the election was stolen. Jennifer King, Washington.
Game 6 tonight of the Stanley Cup Final. Edmonton is hosting the Florida Panthers. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.